the first thing I told guys, I said, you can be a 5-time national champion now. Be the first guy to do that. Be the first 5-time All-American. You know, and obviously it's, you got to be in a first or second year, you know, you got to be a first or second year guy to have that opportunity. But I don't, that's the first thought that went in my head. Holy cow, what an incredible opportunity. And then for us, what an opportunity for us to get more time with some of our athletes and develop them and build a better relationship and also get them, some guys just mature a little bit later and figure things out a little bit down the line. But man, if you can't be grateful for the opportunity that you get in front of you and then, you know, never taking anything for granted. I mean, heck, we wrestled our whole season and you're a week out and you don't get to wrestle in your national tournament. You know, we can never take anything for granted again as far as competing. So when I get to coach this weekend, like I told the guys that man, you see me fired up before. Like I might be doing breakdance and headstands. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to be so freaking excited to get to coach these guys again that I'll be bursting probably, but I'll just be smiling the whole time, man, because I can't wait for these guys to get the opportunity to compete.
Who is ready for some Northern Iowa Panther wrestling? Doug Schwab, year 11 now in Cedar Falls, and this year's UNI team going to look quite different from the teams of recent past. We're going to hear why that is and more from Doug and some of his wrestlers on today's show. Hey, what's up? Hello, everybody. Welcome to In the Room, a wrestling podcast from the Des Moines Register. I'm Cody Goodwin, the Register's wrestling writer, and I am glad you're here. Happy Friday, January 8th, our third and final show this week. Had a lot to cover this week between Iowa State starting competing last weekend, and then we had both Iowa and Northern Iowa held various media days this week. The college season's going to continue this weekend. Both the Cyclones and the Panthers are in action. Both of them on Sunday, actually. Iowa State's going to be back at Hilton Coliseum. They're going to wrestle both Nebraska Kearney and Loras College, which should be a lot of fun. Then Northern Iowa is going to head to Brookings, South Dakota, where they're going to wrestle both North Dakota State and South Dakota State. A little bit of Big 12 action to kick off the season. Going to be a lot of new faces in the lineup for the Panthers this weekend. Northern Iowa lost 4 seniors to graduation from last year's squad. Jacob Schwarm, Max Thompson, Bryce Dyer, and Taylor Lujan. Those 4, according to the record books, are the 4 winningest wrestlers in program history, all of them with more than 125 career victories. So a lot of firepower, a lot of seniority, a lot of experience to replace for the Panthers this season. Now, earlier this week, Schwab revealed his lineup for this weekend, and there are 9 new faces that are going to take the mat this weekend. Here's who he said specifically is starting the 2 duels on Sunday. You got Brody Teske at 125, Kyle Biscogli at 133, Drew Bennett at 141, Tristan Lair at 149, Cade Lair at 157, then Pat Schoenfelter at 165, Lance Runyon at 174, Keegan Moore at 184, Tyrell Gordon at 197, and then Carter Isley at 285. Now, a few things of note. First off, shout out to Fort Dodge, man. 4 former Dodgers are in the lineup with Teske and Bennett and the Lara brothers. That's really freaking cool. Been something like close to 70 years, or probably more than 70 years, since 4 guys from the same high school started in the same Division I wrestling lineup. Shout out to Eric Pratt from the Fort Dodge Messenger for that stat. You know, and these are guys that, yeah, I've been covering since I've been on the wrestling beat. So really kind of cool to see, you know, their careers continue to flourish. You know, I saw them all, you know, they were all integral parts of Fort Dodge's state championship squad in 2018, and now they're all still doing the thing at the collegiate level. So that's just really freaking cool to see. Number 2, this is not the final lineup that's probably going to go to the Big 12 championships in March. This is merely the lineup that they're going to start the season with. Schwab said that he's going to evaluate throughout the year. He's going to make changes as necessary. Every duel, not unlike what Iowa State's been doing, every duel that the Panthers are a part of the season is going to have some extra matches. So you're going to see other guys get matches, get mat time, find different ways to compete. When it comes to the lineup, I expect guys like Jack Skudlarzik, Derek Holschlag, maybe Keaton Gertz, Austin Yant, Parker Keckeisen, and probably a few others start to battle for starting spots as the year unfolds. Might even see a handful of true freshmen contend for starting spots as well. I know that was a question directly that I asked Doug, and he said, yeah, you know, if they're the best guy, they're going to get that opportunity to compete. So that'll be kind of something to monitor as the season goes along. Third thing from the starting lineup, only 2 guys are seniors, Keegan Moore and Carter Isley. What's more, those are the only two guys on Northern Iowa's roster that have any NCAA championship experience. Isley qualified last year, although I guess he didn't technically get to compete at the NCAA championships, and then Moore qualified in 2018 when he was at Oklahoma State before he was able to transfer to Cedar Falls. That's it. Everybody else here is new, which is both parts exciting and intriguing since we aren't exactly sure what all these guys kind of have yet, right? There is a third that I guess you could count in Jacob Holschlag, and I'm sure that's something that came to everybody's mind. He was an All-American in 2018, 197 pounds. But you'll hear Doug say this, may not see him this season. We might, but just reading Doug and when he was able to talk about that a little bit, not the odds are not great, which kind of stinks, but at the same time, you know, injuries are a constant bug that every athlete in every sport is fighting. And sometimes that's just kind of how it goes. You know, when you wrestle for as long as a lot of these guys have, your body sometimes breaks down and it isn't quite sure exactly how to heal. And you hate to see it, but that sounds like this might be the case with Jacob Holschlag. But that's kind of the gist of where the Panthers are starting at. Going to be a really interesting year to see how these young guys progress. Both South Dakota State and North Dakota State, I believe, are going to present some challenges. You know, and on top of that, it's also just the first time we're going to get to see these guys, right? So just lots of reasons why maybe we should tune in on Sunday afternoon to watch the Panthers wrestle both these duels. And the season's only going to get tougher from here, too. You know, I like the challenges that South Dakota State and North Dakota State present. But then, you know, the very next week, Missouri and Arizona State. Later this year, they got to wrestle Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Northern Colorado, Iowa State. All those guys are on the schedule. It's these Panthers are going to be battle-tested by the time we get to the conference championships. And the cream will rise, as coaches often like to say. But that's going to lead us to our Media Day interview with head coach Doug Schwab, which is kind of the genesis of today's show. He was excited as all get out, man. I mean, you heard him at the top of the podcast. He is very, very excited, and that eagerness is definitely something that is going to come through as you guys kind of hear him talk and answer some of our questions. You're going to hear plenty more of it now. We're going to go now. Enough of me blabbering, right? Northern Iowa coach Doug Schwab, his Media Day interview, lots of questions answered, and just lots of excitement surrounding the return of the college wrestling season up in Cedar Falls. We'll go to that now, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Just excited to wrestle. I mean, I think we're looking maybe in the first meet, maybe nine new guys in the lineup. So excited to see where those guys are at. We've been able to train. It's been good. I'm sick of talking, to be honest. I'm sick of talking about, hey, are we going to have a season? Yeah, the season's starting, and we're going to get to compete this weekend. We're going to have a national tournament, and that to me is our focus right now is getting these guys better every single day, which we did. These guys being able to hold themselves accountable when they were outside of our control, so to speak. And it's going to come out in how we compete. It's going to come out in how these guys perform this weekend and beyond. I think we're ready for anything that gets thrown at us, because everything is pretty fluid. But man, for us, we're battle tested. You know, I talked to one of our guys last night and was talking about, I said, well, you know, honestly, what can be more painful or hurt more than your national tournament getting taken away? Like, so you already had that happen. To me, as a competitor, one of the worst case scenarios happened, and how you've moved forward, how you've used it, maybe you have another bump in the road, but man, you got to continue to stay the course and believe in what we're doing as a team. And, my thing to our team has been, we lost a really good group of seniors, but for me, the torch gets taken and then it gets raised. It doesn't fall off. And I don't know. I'm ready to show a lot of people that don't give us a whole lot of love right now. Obviously, we got to prove that. But I know that really gets me fired up, man. There is a serious fire in my belly as a coach, and for our team too. I don't know. I'm more about questions. I always say that. I think Nelson every year, I'm like, I'm not going to say anything, and then I talk for 27 minutes. I'll try to leave it to a few minutes, and more get to your questions. But yeah, we got a lot of new faces. We got a lot of guys that haven't had a whole lot of matches, but man, they're great wrestlers and they're prepared. And that's all I've tried to make sure these guys are focused on, is that they're, you know, like this morning's workout, we put everything we can into that workout. And then the next workout, we do the same thing. And then we continue to do it, and we just continue to build those days on top of each other. You know, I think we have a few guys back that have, I'm trying to think of, you know, a couple guys that we had that qualified for the national tournament didn't even get to wrestle in the national tournament. You know, so we have two guys on our roster right now that I think have had any national tournament experience, you know, in Keegan Moore and Carter Isley. I'm trying to think, like, I have to think about it, but I'm pretty certain I know my roster pretty well, that those are the only two guys that have national tournament experience. And so, yeah, I mean, so everyone doesn't think a whole lot about us or think that we're going to be very dang good or think that we're going to have guys that are going to be scoring a whole lot of points in the national tournament. And I just smile and laugh and go back to work. And then we're going to get that opportunity in front of us. So I guess any questions, you guys can fire them away. I mean, they've done the work, you know, and we'll see when they compete. You know, that's you see signs in the practice room, and there's things that are like, man, okay, that looks really good. Oh, this guy's doing a great job, and you know how we compete. And sometimes when the lights shine, can be a lot different. So I don't know. I can tell you a lot more after we get out in competition again. But as far as guys being prepared and ready and doing what's necessary to step in the lineup and have an impact, guys have done it. Yeah, you know, you talk about some big shoes to fill, like, but that's got to be any program. If we want to be a perennial power and we want to be a great program and we want to talk about winning national titles as a team, then you can't have any drop-off. It doesn't matter if you're a freshman. Like, you know, some of these guys are going to get an incredible opportunity this year. You know, some of these true freshmen can get an incredible opportunity this year that they would never got. We got guys now that can be five-time All-American or five-time national champion. You get that opportunity this year. Obviously, you got to get the first one, but you ask how these guys embraced it, they've embraced it well. They've done the things that we've asked them. And actually, I'll tell you, this has probably been, to me, the toughest I've been on a group of a team since maybe since my first year here. Just being incredibly demanding of the effort, the energy being brought every day, and that the focus is solely on us improving, getting better. There's certain things that we can't control, obviously, in staying firmly fixed and focused on what we get to do, what we have the opportunity to do, not what we don't get to do. And I'm trying to lead by that example, but, you know, a lot's going to be in the proof of how they compete. But I'll say it again, that not a whole lot of love for our team or our program or our guys within our program right now. And we have to do something to change that. And those guys have done the work to change that. So I look forward to these guys competing, but they've handled it very well, man. They know the shoes they have to fill, but that doesn't matter. Like, I mean, I'm looking at a couple of my guys right now, and you know, I can see a Parker Kekeson and Lance Runyon, and yeah, they're trying to fill some shoes, but they're their own men, and they're ready to take it to another. They're ready to take it to another level. You know, they've had some great guys in front of them, but man, none of those guys have got everything they wanted. Sorry, I got a watch for, and this is the first time I ever had accessory almost in my life. I got a watch for Christmas, and I've been wearing it. I don't know how long it's going to last or how long till I lose it. But I get distracted. But I know exactly where I was at, and I was talking about two individuals that are freshmen that are ready to go make a mark, and that's what they're planning to do, and they're planning on and working to do it every day. So, as you can tell, I feel a little disrespected right now. I feel like our team is a little bit. And they have to prove that, though. So I'm putting the giant chip on my shoulder as a coach. But man, I know what we've done. I know the preparation that these guys have been put through, and how they've responded to it, and it's been great. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty, I saw that. I think, you know, they were saying something maybe from the 40s, you know, the first time that the division, a Division I program will have four guys from the same town, and that's a cool thing. It's awesome, and you know what I'll say about that is that making the lineup is one thing. Now they want to have an impact beyond that. Like, okay, I'm the guy. I'm in the lineup. Okay, now how about four guys being All-Americans together? How about four guys being national champions together? How about that? Let's move it forward. So it's awesome, and they, you know, those guys have grown up together, and they've had a lot of pride. I mean, they were been scrapping since they were knee high, and you know, it's something I think that they've wanted to do for a long time, and they did it. They were able to do it in Dodge. It took them a few years, but they were able to do it there, and it's something they want to do here too. And to me, it's, you go about it the same way. But man, I think having that kind of that bond and camaraderie, you know, amongst that much of the team that come from those kind of same roots, and it's a great thing. But I saw that, and I thought that's an incredible thing, and something I know Fort Dodge, they're very proud of their wrestling, they're very proud of their I guess heritage, and they want to build on that legacy. Though I mean, they didn't come just, hey, we're a state champion. Now they want to go beyond that. So I'm going to challenge them that let's be the first group of four to do something. You know, if we're from the same hometown, let's do something together that nobody's ever done. Not just make the team. Let's go beyond that. And so, I know that's what they want to do, and that's what we'll keep pushing them to do. But it's a cool thing. I mean, it's. But I don't know, beyond that, I want them to do a whole lot more. Yep.
First off, who are they going to be? And two, I mean, is there an element of excitement that comes with, you know, just really kind of starting fresh?
Yeah, I think there's an element of excitement anytime you get in, you know, you're into a new year. You know, we had some wrestle off matches, and you know, the team for this weekend, you know, 25 Teske, 33 Piscagle, 41 Bennett, 49, Tristan Lara, Cade Lara, 57, 65, Pat Schoenfelter, 74, we got Lance Runyon, 84, we got Keegan Moore, 97, Tyrell Gordon, and then heavyweight Carter Isley. So, yeah, so potentially nine new faces in the lineup, yeah. You know, if you look at it like that, but, I mean, there's excitement anytime that you, like, especially when we've been this long off. You know, you're talking 10 months where we haven't got to compete. 10 months, you guys haven't got a chance to put on a UNI singlet. So, yeah, I think we're eager and excited to compete again and to just see what these guys are capable of, because, like I said, the prognosticators, so to speak, don't think a whole lot of us or our team or what these guys are capable of doing, and they have to prove it. I mean, I keep banging on that, but I'm ready for our guys to show them something different, you know, and they got to, with the shortened season, I mean, you need to make your presence known early. You need to go out and beat guys now, and it starts on Sunday for us.
Yeah, to follow that up, just with the shortened season, dual only, not having, you know, various tournaments to kind of evaluate guys and maybe tinker with the lineup like you normally would, what is that process that's going to look like this year as, you know, maybe you spend months setting guys down?
Yeah, we're working on that. You know, the great thing is we'll have extra matches. You know, everywhere that we go, we'll bring multiple guys, and they'll be able to get extra matches. I think it's important that, you know, if you look at it, you don't know what the heck's going to happen. I mean, you don't know if someone's going to get knocked out. And I told our team the other day, everyone has to be prepared and ready, every single guy, because, you know what? And I think the teams that, you know, if you look at college football, the teams that prepare their down the line, and not just relying on, okay, well, we got this guy and he's a stud. Well, how about the guy maybe behind him? Is he preparing the same? Is he getting ready? And I think those teams have done really well. And so for us, it's, I don't know, man. We could get a contact, and then this guy gets contact, and all of a sudden these guys are out, and you know, you're going to have to be ready to step in. And we're getting all 32 of our guys to, hey, I'm going to be prepared and ready for it. I don't know. It will definitely look different this year, probably from some tryout standpoint and doing some more things during the week that we've never done. But, you know, it's our job to put our best team out there. It's our job to get all these guys prepared and ready. And you know, how we figure that out, I'm still 100% working on that. You know, the good thing is like I said, we'll be able to have extra matches for guys. We're going to bring extra guys this weekend, and they'll get matches. And then, you know, the next weekend we go to Iowa State, they'll have guys there. I think, you know, the other teams are bringing guys, and almost every place that we go, we're, hey, bring extra. Bring anybody you want to bring. Let's get matches in. Let's wrestle, and let's see where guys are at, because, you know, in a shortened season, you know what, we do need to get these guys out there and get them opportunities and get them matches, as many as we can. So, you know, that's kind of how we'll try to evaluate. And, you know, sometimes you're going to have to make some hard decisions. But, you know, right now, I think just everyone getting the opportunity to compete is exciting for us, and seeing where guys are at. And then, you know, we'll evaluate after this weekend. Do you say Derek or Jacob? Jacob. He's working his way back from injury. I unfortunately don't know if we'll see him this year again. he's in our room. He's working every day. Man, the guy's, you know, you don't have to look very far sometimes to get some perspective on some things, you know, for some of our guys. I mean, it's really not that hard to look and, hey, I'm not really the guy right now, or I got beaten a wrestle off. Like, I can look at this. I could look at a guy like Jacob Hochschlag, and this guy was an All-American a couple years ago. Then he had this injury. Then he's had another injury. Then he's had another injury. And he's one of the best guys in the country, and I believe he'd be a national champion, 197 pounds, if he stays healthy. Yeah, you ask. I mean, he's not going to be in the lineup. We're hoping that sometime in the future he is. You know, and if he's not, I mean, he does an incredible job in our room of keeping the standard of, man, for me, it's perspective. I keep that perspective. Like, man, why would I ever be upset? I get the opportunity to go out and compete. I'm healthy. This guy doesn't even get it, and he wants it more than anything. So, you asked the question. I mean, I'd love to have him to have the opportunity to be in the lineup right now, but his health isn't where it needs to be.
You guys took a long time to release your schedule. Did it
play out sort of the way you expected to? No, I don't think any schedule usually does. I'd like to get another home event, with potentially the Big 12 date moving. You know, you got to kind of try to be a little bit fluid with that last weekend. So we've left that open because, you know, I want to have a little bit of time in between. And if we happen to not have it, then, you know, you get an extra week of training. But with Big Ten's not wrestling anybody outside of conference, that takes a lot away from us. With us not being able to fly places, you know, that takes opportunities away from us. So, you know, we're trying to keep everything we can as close as we could. And some teams want to wrestle, some teams don't. I mean, heck, if I'm looking at my team this year and you got 9 new starters, I don't know why people aren't lining up to wrestle us. Like, look at that team. Where are those guys? Look at all they lost to. Well, they locked this guy and this guy and this guy. And, you know, this guy, he won 100 matches. This guy won 100 matches. This guy was a freaking killer. And I'd be like, who are they replacing with? And you're like, I don't know. I'm not sure. These guys, I think they're okay. And then, so I don't know why guys weren't lining up. I should have had call after call after call to wrestle us. And it didn't. Did the schedule play out like I wanted it to? No. But, you know, we will be battle tested, though. If you look at who we go through, and we go North Dakota, South Dakota State, and then you go Missouri and Arizona State. So we were able to get some out of conference, and then you go Oklahoma State, and then you come back and you go over to Illinois, and then you wrestle Iowa State and Northern Colorado. I mean, that's a solid schedule. We're going to be tested, and we're going to get high level matches. You know, I'd like to have got a few more, but like I said, Big Ten really limited that, and then, you know, some other teams they're more willing to wrestle and work with you than others. They're going to decide that. You know, I mean, we'll have a few of those guys that will be competing this weekend. You know, sometimes with these extra matches too, I'm struggling mightily to understand why a team wouldn't want to bring as many guys as they could to get these guys matches. I don't understand it. I don't understand why I wouldn't be lining up to I mean, okay, maybe this guy's going to be beat by somebody. So what? Give them the opportunity to go out there and compete. Like, I will bring everybody I can anywhere that I can. And every guy that they need an opportunity to wrestle, and they've earned that opportunity. So it's when, you know, these guys are like, well, I'll bring a couple guys, or I don't get it. I don't understand that at all. I don't know, what was I talking about? Because I lost my train of thought. I got a squirrel moment. Yep. Well, like I said before, the first thing that I said when guys in the free year, whatever that means, it's not a free year. It's an opportunity, man. They're like I said, there's going to be 80 All-Americans. There's going to be 10 national champions. They're going to award trophies. Like, it's not, it is an opportunity. You know, they don't lose a year of eligibility. And for us, I think it helps us a whole lot because, you know, we develop guys and guys get better. And to me, guys have improved steadily through the program. So us getting another year, that's a great thing. I love it. You know, for me thinking, the first thing I told guys, I said, you can be a 5-time national champion now. Be the first guy to do that. Be the first 5-time All-American. You know, and obviously you got to be in a first or second year. You know, you got to be a first or second year guy to have that opportunity. But I don't. That's the first thought that went in my head. Holy cow! What an incredible opportunity. And then for us, what an opportunity for us to get more time with some of our athletes and develop them, and build a better relationship, and also get them. Some guys just mature a little bit later and figure things out a little bit down the line. But man, if you can't be grateful for the opportunity that you get in front of you, and then, you know, never taking anything for granted. I mean, heck, we wrestled our whole season, and you're a week out, and you don't get to wrestle in your national tournament. You know, we can never take anything for granted again as far as competing. So when I get to coach this weekend, like I told the guys, that man, you see me fired up before. Like, I might be doing breakdancing, headstands. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to be so freaking excited to get to coach these guys again that – I'll be bursting probably, but I'll just be smiling the whole time, man, because I can't wait for these guys to get the opportunity to compete, and just want them to make the most of it. So, yeah, I mean, we definitely could see those guys because we're the guy that shows that he's the best guy is going to be the guy that represents us.
Clearly, you guys can tell that Schwab is maybe a little more than bothered by the idea that his team isn't getting a whole lot of respect so far, at least nationally, right? You know, we use Track Wrestling's rankings here at the Register, and they currently have 40 teams recognized in their latest Division I poll, and you and I is currently tied for 37th, which is a little strange when you consider that they have 6 individuals that are ranked at their respective weights, but only 2 of them are ranked in the top 15. That's Jack Skidlarzik, he's 13th at 133, and then Carter Isley is 11th at heavyweight. You know, the one unique thing about Track Wrestling's rankings is that they rank them all the way down to 33, which is normally how many qualifiers are at the NCAA championship. So they do their best to kind of give the most accurate reading on some of these team rankings, which I respect them for, because that's a heck of a thing to try and do. You know, they put their rankings out weekly. So, you know, to see, you know, Northern Iowa has 6 ranked guys, but, you know, really, you know, a lot of them are kind of in that, you know, low 20s or high 20s, low 30s range. But then you got Skidlarzik and Isley there in the top 15. So, but I mean, just kind of understanding that, right? The disrespect, as Schwab calls it, or just the lack of love, I guess, kind of makes sense, right? And Doug said that as much, that his guys have to kind of go out and prove it, and they have to kind of earn that respect a little bit, which is part of what is going to make this season so interesting, right? There's been a lot of momentum in recent years in Cedar Falls, just, you know, Drew Foster winning an NCAA title, and then last year, you know, there could have been maybe 4 or 5 All-Americans if we were able to compete at the NCAA championships, and we're kind of seeing what Taylor Lujan's doing on the freestyle side of things now, you know, and this year, I mean, we could see some true freshmen from from that high-powered freshman class perhaps make their mark early. You know, you guys heard Doug saying, you know, I'm challenging those guys. They could be five-time All-Americans, five-time NCAA champs. You know, we don't know how good those guys are going to be until we start to see them compete, right? And so none of those true freshmen are in the lineup this weekend, but maybe we see them in future lineups, right? You know, we'll just, it's kind of one of those wait-and-see things when it comes to the Panthers this year. We're going to know more as the season goes along, but plenty of reasons to follow the team this year. Okay, got a few more interviews to cap your guys' Friday. Four of them, to be exact, actually. We caught up with Brody Teske, Carter Isley, Keegan Moore, and Lance Runyon earlier this week to discuss the season and a bunch of other things before the Panthers take the mat this season. Or I guess this weekend, really. They'll go right in that order with some music to separate them, so we're going to kick things off first with Brody Teske, who transferred in about a year ago this month from Penn State to Northern Iowa. So we're going to start with him. He's going to answer a few questions, and then we'll go to Carter, Keegan, and wrap up with Lance. So here we are, former Fort Dodge Dodger, Brody Teske, now starting 125-pounder for you and I. I hope you guys enjoy.
So nothing is for certain, but belief creates opportunity. Man, I'm back to my roots. I got a lot of, I'd like to use another word, but I got a lot of stuff to prove. I'm just excited for whatever's ahead. Yeah, so putting four Dodgers in this Northern Iowa Panther lineup is pretty special. You know, you just you look back at the way we were raised, the way we were brought up, you know, and everyone that's backing us, everyone that's back home supporting us from day one. It adds to, you know, you go into a workout and you're dragging a little bit and you don't want to be there. Or, you know, you're going through something or something gets a little tough. You know, you got something pushing, you know, to go after it. It just adds a little bit. If that, you know, isn't in the back of your head, you got one of them smacking your butt saying, let's go, you know. So it's pretty cool. You know, the day I transferred, I know we talked about it. We sat down and we had lunch the first day I got back. And I was like, man, this is real. We could do it. And now it's pretty cool that we have that opportunity. But again, with everything that's going on, you never can take anything for certain. So, we're taking it day by day and continuing to move forward. Yeah, those competitions are really important. More or less just to go out and compete. It had been a while. One of the first things I was told when I got out east that was really, it's still something I still think about now, but they're like, you know, you look at a college wrestler and it takes about 25, 30, 35, maybe some guys 40 matches before you're comfortable stepping toe the line and adapt it into the college wrestling, like, you know, to be able to put together a 7-minute match is a whole lot different than a high school match. So getting those matches is huge. And I hadn't had that yet. I had a handful, literally a handful, five, maybe 15 matches at most. So going out, competing, I think I had 7 in one of those days or maybe 7 both days. I can't even remember. It was a lot. But, you know, it was great. It was very beneficial. You know, I've been down and out. I had to climb the rough side of the mountain. I'm very grateful for that. Injuries, transfer, haters, whatever it is, you know, I went through the struggle, and I'm not going to forget that. But, you know, it molded me into who I am now, it really put a focus on what I want out of this. And so
having this season is very important to me. I got a lot of stuff I want to prove. And also, you know, for me going competing at those tournaments, those events, it was really important because, you know, I've been out east now. I've been molded in my entire life, that gritty, tough, this is, you got to go to put your head down and go to work. And then I also was adapted around some of the best minds and athletes in the guys that are out east, you know. Some of the best guys to ever be in the sport. Been extremely fortunate to have those experiences. And so to go and to compete at those tournaments, I've kind of combined that. You know, I'm building a system where it's the gritty tough, but also, hey, I'm going to score not just one more point than you to get my hair raised. I'm going to score, you know, 10 more if it's freestyle, or I'm going to score 15 in a folkstyle match. You know, that's my focus. And on top of it, man, just never taking anything for granted and just enjoying every opportunity to toe the line. And that's it. And I'm pretty pumped to give you guys something to write about.
Well, you kind of touched on how you personally feel like you've got some stuff to prove. That seems to be the theme here with this team, with the new faces. And, you know, Doug was talking about that as well. I mean, can you sense that in the room at practice every day, talking with you guys, just kind of the lead up to this weekend?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's never like, hey, I want to go prove this wrong, and that's why we do this. It's just we got a chip on our shoulder. You know, we've all had experiences, or maybe we haven't had those experiences yet, and we're ready to shake hands and toe the line and get our hands on somebody and go, man. This is why we do it. It's fun.
Just a hungry, focused, gritty group right now. We want to get back out there and compete right now. Kind of getting tired of trying to beat each other up. We want to get out there and beat somebody else up. And you can tell. You can tell everybody's just ready to get out there. We're hungry. I mean, just the feeling in the room, you can tell there's a feeling that you just get why everybody's working besides you. You can just get that feeling that we're ready to go. And it's been a long, long time, I feel like, since I've been out there, and a lot of other guys have competed. So we're ready to just get back out there and compete. Yeah, I mean, you got to appreciate those moments. You never know when it's going to get taken away. I mean, just like that, just somebody else's decision decided that I wasn't going to be able to wrestle. So, I mean, you got to appreciate every time you get a step out the mat, because you never know when it's going to be your last. So, I mean, my goal this year is just really enjoy the season. I mean, really have fun with it. I mean, there might not be much more chances. You never know. I mean, the way that everything's going, the world's going crazy right now. So, I mean, you just have to appreciate everything. I mean, I love competing for this team, so I'm going to have a lot of fun doing it this year. I mean, especially the senior season. I mean, just have some fun while it's my last season. I know that I got asked that too. I mean, I am the old guy now. I mean, I never thought I was going to get to this point. I'm like, I thought it was going to be forever, but then just like a snap like that, here I am. I'm the old guy. I got to step in. I got to be that leader. I got to show the young guys the way. You got to work hard. You got to show them how you and I is. You got to represent yourself well, and you want them to follow you in your tracks, make sure they lead to success. And I mean, it's awesome. I mean, I like being the big guy. I like being the older guy as well. So it's pretty cool. And it's awesome having a lot of young, hungry men in the wrestling room. It just makes me really excited for the season.
Those young, hungry men, what kind of energy have they brought?
I mean, they're always there. They're just a fun group of guys. Like the freshmen coming in, even just the younger guys in general, they're just fun groups. They want to be there. They want to wrestle. They want to get better. And you love seeing that, and you feed all of that. I mean, I've been here for 5 seasons, and I feel like each and every year it just gets more and more fun being in the wrestling room. and that's an awesome feeling. You want to go in the wrestling room, you want to have fun, but you want to also get down and work hard, and I feel like that's what the team's kind of about. We like to have fun, like we like to joke around and stuff in the room, but when it's time to get serious, we get serious, and I mean, a lot of those younger guys is bringing that in, and it's pretty exciting and makes me just want to keep working harder.
I haven't got to been able to put on the UNI singlet. You know, coming here right away from Oklahoma State, I would have thought you were crazy, me saying that I wouldn't be able to put on the singlet right away. But, you know, as time goes on, I grow and, you know, improve myself. So this Sunday is it's kind of a special moment for me. I've worked really hard to get to this place, and I'm definitely ready to show out and finally strap on that singlet. So it means a lot, and I'm ready to represent you and I in a fine fashion. So. It was a lot different atmosphere from where I came from, and growing outside the room, what you do in 24 hours a day, it's good with what you can do in the room 2 hours a day, but what you do outside there is big, and just growing up and growing up as a man too, and just really getting a handle on things, being consistent in what I need to do, and just like stacking my days together. So personally, I just grew, you know, being a better person and a better man. So, and this program has really helped me do that.
What color is your hair these days?
Yeah, I ain't blonde no more. I buzzed that. So, got a nice clean buzz, ready to go. Feeling mean, so. Yeah, so I like to come back to the question when, well, are you guys going to replace those heavy hitter seniors from last year? And respect to those seniors, those guys left their mark on the program, and like they'll forever be remembered here. But we are going to replace those guys, and we get this group's real hungry. In my mind, this could be one of the best UNI teams we've ever had. So, I mean, we're ready to go. We have trust in our training, and we're ready to let it fly. Let the fur fly, so.
Love the confidence, but you're stepping into a weight where you and I have had a lot of success, right? I mean, Taylor Luan was the one seed last year, faster than NCAA champ. What have you maybe learned from being in the room with those guys? And, you know, I'm assuming you maybe roll with them a little bit every now and again?
Yeah, no. I mean, I've rolled with them since I got here. Being an NCAA qualifier at the weight, you know, in 2018, I kind of got a good idea of what I need to do, and those guys have just kept me on the right track and enlightening me what I need to do. 84-pound weight class is something I'm really familiar with and used to. And, you know, yeah, replacing a weight that we're very good at, you know, and I feel like I am that guy to replace that weight. So, you know, having confidence again in my training and who I train with, definitely has me feeling good about going into my season. So,
just from my experiences last year, kind of going with that injury and only being able to compete in five matches, I just was trying to soak up, you know, everything or anything I could from those older guys and those seniors that were pretty big influences on our team and were obviously very good competitors on and off the mat. They were just great people too. So that's kind of what I'm looking to take a leap on here going into this first duel.
To represent you and I this time, and it's really going to mean something after such a long layoff.
Yeah, it's been a while for sure. I'm super excited. We were taking pictures yesterday in singlets, and I mean, I took pictures in three different singlets because I was so excited. You know, I'm ready to go. It's been fun. The process for the last, you know, I don't know, 9 months, just with off time and everything. I'm glad that it's finally here. The season's ready, and I've put in the work and know that I'm going to be stepping out there as a starter this weekend. Well, I think that's a great question because Coach Schwab has been putting us in these situations for the last month or so, you know, just having matches in McLeod and West Gym and things like that. And this is why, because he wants us to be ready to compete when we step out for that first go. And I mean, mistakes are going to happen, and you just got to, I mean, improve and come back every time ready to strap it up again. So you can't let those mistakes and things hang over your head, and just keep going from there.
You guys are going to get, there's two duels this weekend.
Yep.
You know, I think on the schedule you guys have a couple other, you know, where you'll get two matches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gonna be different for sure, but it's gonna be cool, and I think that's, I mean, we'll see how it goes. You know, it could change some things for the future where, you know, these tri-duels are starting to come more into the season, not only just with tournaments, but also bringing in teams and things like that in the future. So I just think it'll be a fun experience for the first time, and it'll be cool to compete in an atmosphere with more than just one team.
That's all we've got today, guys. Quick and easy on a Friday, which is how it always should be, right? Thanks a bunch for listening. You be sure to catch future episodes of In the Room on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio as well. So whichever one of those you listen to, don't forget to leave me 5 stars and some kind words in the review section. Follow me on Twitter at Cody Goodwin. Follow me on Instagram at Cody J. Goodwin. Always love communicating with you guys. And be sure to also subscribe to the Des Moines Register to catch all my stories, mailbags, analysis, and videos. You can find links to do all of that in the show notes. So thanks again for listening, for tuning into this episode of In the Room. I will talk to you guys again soon.